The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Musaleen. Amma ba'd, wa a'udhu billahi min shaitan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahman ar-rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah. MashaAllah. Viewers of Madinah Inshallah, welcome to our series of programs called Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. And in this series of programs, we look at the rich heritage that we have as Muslims. And I keep on saying this, and I want to reiterate this, because unfortunately, as Muslims, we don't think we've got a rich heritage. We don't think that we've got role models to look up to. We don't think that we've got personalities that we can, you know, aspire to be like. And if anything, our history of Islam is full of role models. It's full of a rich heritage, a rich, you know, events that have took place that we can learn from. And these events that took place 200 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 1,400 years ago, have been recorded for us, maintained for us, and passed down through generation to generation to generation. Not so that we can have a good story time, not so that we can say, oh, that was a good story, but that we can learn something from it. So that's the purpose of this program, that we learn from something that happened yesterday, so that we can make a change today, so that we can have a better tomorrow. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But before we begin, we're going to give you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam is reported to have said that if a person recites Durood-e Pak upon me 1,000 times, now before I give you the blessing, 1,000 times sounds like a lot, doesn't it? And you're thinking, nah, 1,000, forget it. I'm not even going to bother listening. Hear me out. If you read your prayer, and we should be reading our prayers 5 times a day, if before every prayer you recite Durood-e Pak 100 times, and after every prayer you recite Durood-e Pak 100 times, that's 1,000 times a day. And you know what the reward is? Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the reward for someone who recites Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1,000 times a day is that that person will not die. He will not die until he is seen in his place in paradise. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Meaning that if you have a place in paradise, then insha'Allah azawajal, you'll be in that place in paradise. It's your place. So please make a habit of reciting Durood-e Pak. Make it part of your daily routine. Remember these benefits that we tell you about. Pass them on to others so that other people can learn them, other people can benefit from them, and other people can become habitual in reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Viewers of the channel, as you know, on yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we look into our rich past. And today, inshallah, we're going to look at one of the companions of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the companions of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are very fortunate personalities of Islam. All of the companions of the beloved Rasul are superior to the rest of the Ummah. You know that? If you were to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, first of all, let me tell you what a Sahaba is, what a companion is. A companion, a Sahaba, is someone that saw the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his own eyes, with Iman, and he died with Iman. He saw them with his own eyes, with Iman. That is cast as a Sahaba. Now, if that person, the likes of Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who were with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the beginning right till the end, but also is those people that only saw him for one glimpse. They are all classed amongst those fortunate people who are the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And no matter how much ibadat you do, no matter how much worshipping of Allah azza wa jal you do, no matter how many masjids you build, no matter how many hajj you make, no matter what you achieve from a spiritual point of view in this dunya, you can spend your whole life in sajda, you can spend your whole life reading the Quran, you can spend every penny that Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon you. You can perform the Hajj every year, you can perform the Umrah 12 times a year, you can perform it as many times as you wish. But even then, you will never ever attain the status of a companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the great status that they have. This is the great status that they have. And Allah Azza wa Jalla praises them. Allah Azza wa Jal praises them in the Quran and mentions their good character and the beauty and the faith. Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with these persons. Allah Azza wa Jal says, And I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. And He has kept ready for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, to abide in it forever and ever. This only is the great success. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when talking about his companions, he said that my companions are like the stars. My companions, they are like the stars. Follow any one of them. An open instruction, follow any one of them, you will never go astray. Allahu Akbar. So if we have been instructed to follow these companions, if we've been instructed that if you follow them, you will never go astray, then are these not our role models? Are these not those perfect personalities that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is instructing us to follow? But again, how much do we know about them? How much do we know about the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We've said it many times before, but if I was to ask you a question, that name me 10 companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, could we do it? Okay, them 10 famous companions, the Ashra Mubashra, those companions that were guaranteed paradise during the lifetime of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do we know who they are? And unfortunately, we don't. And that is a sad state that we're in, the Yuzum Adhishan, that we have these great role models, that every single one of the companions is a role model for us. Yet what do we know about them? Do we know anything about them? Right? So I would encourage you, inshallah, today we're going to talk very, very briefly about one of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in doing so, I want to encourage you to go away, go to the website www.dawatislami.net, go to the YouTube channel for Madani channel, and listen to and read the books or listen to the bayans about these great personalities. The sacrifices they made, the iman, the love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all know that loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is part of our iman. We all know that loving the Ahlul Bayt is part of our iman, but how? How? We are told love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are told love the Ahlul Bayt, but how? These were people. These companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their lives. And they didn't just say it. You know, this lip service was not there. When they say they loved, they meant it. When they say they followed, they meant it. When they say they were willing to sacrifice their lives, they meant it. And they did it. They practically did it. So these people are our role models. These people that we should look up to. And today, inshallah, one of the noble companions of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Sayyidina Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And inshallah, we're going to learn something about his blessed personality. But for now, we're going to go to the first package of the day. Inshallah, when we come back, we'll give you a little bit about his blessed birth, his personality, and some of his aspects of his life. And inshallah, then we'll continue with the topic of the day. So let's go to the first package of the day. And inshallah, when we come back, we'll continue discussing the life of the companion, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, do you know that it is in the month of Rajab that we celebrate the urs of Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who passed away on the 22nd of Rajabul Murajab in the year 60 after Hijrah. SubhanAllah, this is the Sahabi Rasul which has great stature in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a true devotee of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as it is the case of the Sahaba of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated, Ashabi kan nujum fabi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. All my Sahaba, all my companions are like the guiding stars. If you follow any one of them, you will be guided. Subhanallah, these are the words of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it is applicable to Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Do we know that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also a scribe of the revelations that used to come down upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was the brother of Sayyida Ummi Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, mother of the believers, subhanallah. He was hailed as the commander of the first Muslim navy. He was also the first king of the Muslims, subhanallah. This is the station of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for his sake. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen.
Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mashallah, viewers of Madinah channel, you're watching yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And today we're talking about Sayyidina Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala, the companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Sayyidina Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala, he was born in Makkah Sharif 5 years before the proclamation of the prophethood of our beloved Rasul Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so if you can imagine that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he announced the prophethood at the age of 40. He was born 5 years before that, so he was 35 years younger than the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His father was Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala. His mother was Hind bint Utbah. And both of them, as you know, that they were at one point in their lives, they were enemies of Islam, but then they converted to Islam when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam conquered Makkah Sharif. And both of them, the mother and the father, loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam a lot after the acceptance of Islam. And that event that took place where Makkah was conquered, it was done without bloodshed. And it was done to the extent that when the people came in, they were all scared. The Quraysh of Makkah, they were so scared that we had persecuted the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We had abused the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We had abused all of these people. We'd even killed some of these people, some of their relatives. And so they were scared. They hid in the houses. But the beautiful character of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day shone through. And as a result of that character, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that everybody is safe, just that one act, Allahu Akbar, enabled a lot of them to see the true reality of Islam, and the majority of them accepted Islam on that day. It is stated that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he was a tall person in stature, and he was quite attractive in his appearance. His complexion was fair and beautiful, and his personality, they said that his personality, he had an awesome personality. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu used to look at him and say that this is the Qaisar of the Arabs. He was the most forbearing and lenient, merciful, wealthy, and the head of the people. It is stated that the signs of his nobility and determination were visible from an early childhood. It is stated that his father, Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala, often said that this child would lead the nations as he has great wisdom. Allah Akbar. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala was very humble in stature. Again, this is just one of the characteristics. And if you look at all of the companions, you look at the characteristics of the companions, that they all had these very humble, kind, gentle characteristics in all of them. And it is stated that he did not like people to stand up for him and respect him. You know, people, when people walk into them, people all of a sudden stand up to respect them. He didn't like this. He was a very humble natured person. It is narrated once, Muawiyah sent out to Ibn Az-Zubair radiallahu anhu and Ibn Amr. Ibn Amr got up and Ibn Zubair remained sitting. Muawiyah said to Ibn Amr, "Sit down, for I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, let him who likes people to stand up before him prepare his place in the hellfire." Allahu Akbar. But this is the teaching of Islam, for us to be humble. And here he is teaching them that don't stand up for me. Why? Because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person likes other people to stand up for them, then let him prepare his place in the hellfire. It is stated that once Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, he wrote a letter to Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, and he requested her for advice. Give me some advice. Advise me how I should live my life. Allahu Akbar. This act of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anha is a symbol of the humbleness and gives us a guidance to ask others for advice. It is stated that he was also a very brave person, and he took part in many battles after embracing Islam, and he fought bravely in all of them. He was also very kind to people when he was the most kind amongst the Khalifas. He was very generous, and he had a strong grip on the rulings of Islamic Sharia. Again, if you look at all the people that we remember today, all of the pious people that we talk about today, all of them, they made sure that they had a strong grip on Islamic science, on Islamic knowledge. They made sure that they were aware of that knowledge. They had the knowledge of the Fard Ulum. They made sure that they were aware of these things. And if we ask ourselves, what is our knowledge? We're not to fill in a, you know, an income support form. We need to fill in a passport application form. We know how to do all these things, but do we know how to pray our salah? Do we know the rulings of fasting during the month of Ramadan? Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islam has taken it upon ourselves to provide all of these courses. And one of the courses, we see that a lot of people, when they attend the course, you can see it in their eyes, the lack of knowledge that they had, and that is the funeral course. Shrouding and washing the body. And even basic tenets of Islam, unfortunately, there are a lot of us that don't know this. I remember once I was on a Madri Kafla somewhere, and I was giving a speech, and we were talking about, I just mentioned that we need to learn by traveling on the Madri Kafla, we need to learn the faraiz of ghusl, the faraiz of wuzu, the faraiz of as-salat, the wajibat, the sunnah, etc., etc. And the Imam Sahib was stood there. And the Imam Sahib stopped me. And he said, can you explain to people the faraiz of ghusl? I said, okay. And you know, if you've ever given a speech to someone, when you speak to people, you'll see people that are paying attention. Some people are looking at the phone, some people are looking here and there, and some people are paying attention. And you make yourself aware of those people. Because them are the people that are paying attention to what you're saying, and them are the people that, inshallah, afterwards, you can go and do infradi courses, you can go and invite them to the masjid, and they've taken an interest. When I started talking about the faraiz of ghusl, all of a sudden, more than half the audience, I'm thinking, you know, that scared me. You know, you normally, when you're doing a speech and people are listening, you're happy. But when they all lean forward, and I thought, you know, this was telling me something. That unfortunately, as an ummah, we haven't got that basic faraiz knowledge. And that is something that we are lacking on. And again, if you look at all of our pious predecessors, those people that we remember today, those people that we praise today, those people that we look up today, they all made sure that they had that. If you look at the life, it doesn't show that they had a PhD in psychology or a master's or an MBBS. They didn't have a law degree. They didn't have an accountancy degree. They didn't have these degrees. And we don't remember all those people that had them degrees. We don't talk about or remember those people. We don't go and visit the graves. We don't even know where they're buried. But these people that lived their life according to the teachings of Islam, these people that had acquired the knowledge of the deen, we remember them today. We do dua for them today. We seek blessings from them today. We visit the resting place today. And we talk about them today. 1400 years later, we're talking about these great people. This is what we should also be doing, acquiring the knowledge of our deen. Acquiring the knowledge of our deen so that we are aware of this. It is stated that Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was amongst the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were also the writers of the revelation. And he remained very frequent with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, when the ayats were revealed from Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated these to the companions, some of them were companions though who would write them down. They would write them down on parchments, they would write them down on things, and later on, they were all compiled and they were formed in the Quran that we have today. And he was amongst those fortunate companions that would write down the revelation that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received. And he narrated 160 traditions from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning he also recorded or had the narrations of 160 hadith sayings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, people used to travel hundreds of miles, maybe even thousands of miles, to meet someone who had one narration, who knew of one narration. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he had the narration of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 160 of his theses, of the companions who related traditions on his authority. On his authority were Ibn Abbas, Ibn Umar, Ibn Al-Zubair, Abu Darda, Numan al-Bashir, and others. These people, these great companions, these people, they narrated the hadiths on the authority of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And he also, like all of the companions views on the channel, he had a great love. He had a great love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of the companions loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidina Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu, he was no different to any of them. It is famous that he bought a robe from the son of Ka'b Ibn Zuhair radhiyallahu anhu. And after his death, which was given him by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is stated that Sayyidina Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu, he had a shirt, a robe, some hair and nails that belonged to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is stated that he advised to bury him in the shroud with these belongings and to put holy hair and nails on his face, nose, and also spread this on his chest. This was a sign of love. a sign of devotion. That the companions, they would compete with each other for the hairs of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would compete with each other for the nails of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu, and they would keep them, they would respect them. And then part of the will was that when I die, when I'm buried, you know, put this in my grave, put them on my face, put them on my chest. This was the love that they had. This was the devotion that they had. You know, and they lived their lives according to it. It is stated that Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he became the Khalifa after Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu. And the rules of a Khalifa are guidelines for others, leaders to lead successfully. Some of these are ordered to do good, fulfilling promises, love for the rituals of Allah, understanding the problems and the solutions, taking benefit of experience from others, respect of advice, generosity, and doing good for the dependents. This is how he lived his life. He became the Khalifa of his time as well, and he was a successful Khalifa, adhering and following the teachings of Islam. Viewers of Milchan, we're going to take a small break now, inshallah. We're going to go to the Kalam of the day. And inshallah, when we come back, we're going to continue with the topic of the day. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aayi naseeme kuwe Muhammad. Aayi naseeme kuwe Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aayi naseeme kuwe Muhammad. Aayi naseeme kuwe Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khichne laga dil sue Muhammad. Khichne laga dil sue Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tuba ki janib takne walo. Tuba ki janib takne walo. Aankhein kholo, hosh sambhalo. Aankhein kholo, hosh sambhalo. Dekho qade dil jue Muhammad. Dekho qade dil jue Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aayi naseeme kuwe Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khichne laga dil sue Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam usi ka baabe karam hai. Naam usi ka baabe karam hai. Dekh yahi mehrab-e haram hai. Dekh yahi mehrab-e haram hai. Dekh hame ab ru'e Muhammad. Dekh hame ab ru'e Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aayi naseeme kuwe Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khichne laga dil sue Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hum sab ka rukh sue Kaaba. Hum sab ka rukh sue Kaaba. سوئے محمد روئے کعبہ، سوئے محمد روئے کعبہ، کعبے کا کعبہ کوئے محمد، کعبے کا کعبہ کوئے محمد، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، آئی نسیمِ کوئے محمد، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، کھچنے لگا دل سوئے محمد، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، بھینی بھینی خوشبو لہکی، بھینی بھینی خوشبو لہکی، بے دم دل کی دنیا مہکی، بے دم دل کی دنیا مہکی، کھل گئے جب گے سوئے محمد، کھل گئے جب گے سوئے محمد، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، آئی نسیمِ کوئے محمد، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، کھچنے لگا دل سوئے محمد، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلو اہل الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ viewers of Madhi Channel, you're watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. And today we're talking about the life of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah رضی اللہ تعالیٰ. Now the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ تعالیٰ وسلم, he said to us, he said, make incumbent upon yourself love for the Ahl Bayt. Whoever meets Allah in the state that he loves us, he will enter paradise because of our intercession. Allahu Akbar. And from then, from the time of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the present day, the Muslim Ummah has been instructed and the Muslim Ummah has shown immense love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radhiallahu anhu, he was no different. He was no different, and as we said before the break, that he was a scribe of the revelation, he was a figure of guidance, he was a man of knowledge and forbearance and a companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they stated that biographies are complete with events where he expressed his love and respect for the Ahl Bayt. And inshallah, for the remaining of this program, we're going to give some of the examples that show the love that he had for the Ahl Bayt. And like I said earlier on, that we know the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us love the Ahl Bayt. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that our iman is not complete until we love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than ourselves, our lives, our family, etc. But how? How do we fulfill that? And that's where we look at the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how they lived their life. It is stated that on one occasion, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu, O Muawiyah, do you love Ali? Do you love Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the companion of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that great companion that became the fourth of the righteous caliphs? And Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, he replied, radiallahu anhu, he replied, I swear by the one who alone is worthy of worship, I have great love for Ali radiallahu anhu. And you know, again, this one thing I want to clarify here. When the companion said something, they meant it. You know, nowadays we say, oh, he's just buttering people up, oh, he's just showing off, he's just saying it for the sake of. No. When the companions said something, they meant it. When they said that we love The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than our lives, they meant it and they showed it. When they say that they loved the Ahlul Bayt, they meant it. When they say that no, but that I have great love for Ali, in which, you know what, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, when they said, they meant it. And I'm going to give you some examples of where Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu displayed his love for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. It is stated that he spoke of the good qualities of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and he would order people to do the same. He would teach people the qualities of Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, so that people become aware of his qualities. And obviously, if you are praising someone, telling someone that, oh, this is a great person, he's this and this and this, then obviously you have that love there. Otherwise, why would you do it? He would request those present in the gatherings to recite poetry in praise of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. And not only that, when they would recite poetry in praise of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he would reward them. Allahu Akbar. It is stated that once Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was mentioned in the presence of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and the latter said, I swear by Allah, when Ali radiallahu anhu spoke, his voice was powerful like a lion's roar. He would appear like a shining moon, and he would give open-handedly like the fall of rain. Some participants in the gathering then asked him, are you superior, or is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu superior? Allahu Akbar. Listen to this. Listen to the reply that he gave. This shows the love that he had. He said, even the foot of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is better than the family of Abu Sufyan. Allahu Akbar. This is love. And like I say, I'm reiterating that they never ever just buttered, they never ever just said it for the sake of saying. They meant it when they said these things. They meant it. And it stated that when dealing with a complicated matter, he would seek advice from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, because Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was a great companion. He had great knowledge, he had great intellect, and he would go to him and seek advice from him. He would seek advice from him and ask him that, please give me advice with regards to this matter. And it stated that when he received the news that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had been martyred, he became sorrowful, he started crying, and he said, what a great grace, fiqh and knowledge has been lost. This knowledge has been lost. We have lost such a great personality. This was the love and devotion that he had. We're going to take a small break now, inshallah. And then when we come back, we're going to continue with some of the sayings of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu with regards to Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, and also the Ahlul Bayt as well. So let's go to the package of the day. Inshallah, we've got one more package and then we've got another kalam towards the end of the program. Let's go to the package of the day, the final package of the day. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
On the 27th of Rajabul Murajjab, one of the great miracles of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place. The blessed night journey of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On this blessed journey, there were five types of rides of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you know what they were? The first ride of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this night, from Makkatul Mukarrama to Baytul Maqdis, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled on the Buraq. Then second, from Baytul Maqdis to the sky of this world, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled on stairs of Nur. From the first sky to the seventh sky, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled on the arms of angels. Subhanallah. From the seventh sky to Sidratul Muntaha, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled on the arm of Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. And then finally, from Sidratul Muntaha to Kaaba Qausain, our beloved Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled on rough. May Allah azza wa jal allow us through these blessed days of Rajabul Murajjab increase in our love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. And today we're talking about the great companion Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And all the companions are great, and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is one amongst them as well. And before the break, we were talking about the great love that he had for Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. And I want to continue on that. It is stated that after the martyrdom of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, He asked Sayyidina Dirar radiallahu anhu, he said to him, to speak of the qualities and excellences of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And when Sayyidina Dirar radiallahu anhu did so, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he became tearful to the extent that his beard was soaked in tears. He wiped away the tears with a sleeve, and those present could not contain themselves and started crying too. This is the love that they had. And the companions, they all had love for each other. They all had love from each other, and that all stemmed from the love that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed them to love each other, to respect each other, to take advice from each other. And the love for each other was such that it all stemmed from the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why did they love each other? Because of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did they love each other? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them. And this is how they lived their lives. And it's stated that despite governing the Islamic State for years and fulfilling his duties competently, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was not heedless in remembering Allah and the hereafter. In his strive to better himself, he would seek advice from the family of the Prophet of Allah. And it's stated that on one occasion, he sent a letter to Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anhu, asking her to list things, make a list of things that would benefit him. Can you make a list of those things that I need to do that would benefit me? And it's stated that whenever Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu would meet Imam Hassan or Imam Hussein, and who are these great personalities? They are the grandsons of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The grandsons of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu would meet them, he would say to them, he would say, "Oh, welcome, O son of the Prophet," and he would greet them in this manner, and then he would present gifts to them. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, how fortunate is he. Whenever Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu visited him, he would sit Imam Hassan in his place. He would get up and he would sit him in his place. And he would stand before him with his hands folded. Allahu Akbar. Someone asked him, "Why are you doing this?" To which he replied that Imam Hassan, Allahu Akbar, Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, he resembled the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I'm showing respect to this resemblance. It is stated that Imam Hassan, he had the similar features of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would, whenever he saw him, he would stand up out of respect and fold his hands, and he would remember and ponder and think to himself that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to look very similar to this. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu would mention the good qualities of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu in his gatherings of knowledge. It is stated that once a person from the Quraysh said, "When you people go to the Prophet's masjid, you will see a gathering in which people will listen attentively. They will be sat respectively as if there are birds sitting on their heads. Know that this is the gathering of Sayyidina Abu Abdullah Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. There will be no joking or anything of that sort in this gathering." And despite giving expensive gifts to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, he would apologize and say, "I'm still unable to serve you properly. Allahu Akbar. Next time I'll present you more gifts." Because in his mind, he said to himself that no matter what I give you, it's not enough. So please accept these gifts, but also please accept my apologies that I cannot, you know, give gifts to you according to your status. And I will try better next time. And he stated that towards the final stages of his life, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he called Yazid. And he made some requests to him. One was to be kind and favorable towards the grandson of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Hussein. Viewers of Military, we've got another kalam for you now. We're going to go to this kalam of the day, inshallah. And when we come back, we've just got a few more things to say, and then inshallah we'll wrap up the topic of the day. Let's go to the final kalam of the day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yare Muawiyah,
Amir Muawiyah, Amir Muawiyah, Amir Muawiyah, Amir Muawiyah.
Hai aasman rushd ke tare Muawiyah, hai aasman rushd ke tare Muawiyah, Allah aur رسول کے پیارے معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ پیارے معاویہ
تاج صحابیت نے بڑھائی ہے ان کی شان سونپی حسن نے ان کو خلافت کی آن بان سونپی حسن نے ان کو خلافت کی آن بان ہوگا نہ کم کسی سے وقار معاویہ ہوگا نہ کم کسی سے وقار معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ ہیں آسمان رشد کے تارے معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ پیارے معاویہ اصحاب کن نجوم گئے اعلان مصطفیٰ سب سے وفا کرو یہ ہے فرمان مصطفیٰ سب سے وفا کرو یہ ہے فرمان مصطفیٰ ہیں اس لیے ہمارے تمہارے معاویہ ہیں اس لیے ہمارے تمہارے معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ ہیں آسمان رشد کے تارے معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ پیارے معاویہ بزم صحابیت کے وہ دونوں سراج ہیں ان کے نشان پاسر مومن کے تاج ہیں ان کے نشان پاسر مومن کے تاج ہیں بے شک علی ہمارے ہمارے معاویہ بے شک علی ہمارے ہمارے معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ ہیں آسمان رشد کے تارے معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ پیارے معاویہ آقا نے ان کو مہدی غادی کی دی دعا تا حشر جگمگائے گا وہ جلوہ ہدا تا حشر جگمگائے گا وہ جلوہ ہدا ہے رہے بری پہ اب بھی مینار معاویہ ہے رہے بری پہ اب بھی مینار معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ ہیں آسمان رشد کے تارے معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ پیارے معاویہ ملت کو عظمتوں کی سحر بخش دیجئے اے شاہ اپنا فیض نظر بخش دیجئے ملت کو عظمتوں کی سحر بخش دیجئے اے شاہ اپنا فیض نظر بخش دیجئے اے شاہ اپنا فیض نظر بخش دیجئے دامن فریدی بھی ہے پسار معاویہ دامن فرید بھی ہے پسار معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ ہیں آسمان رشد کے تارے معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ اللہ اور رسول کے پیارے معاویہ پیارے معاویہ پیارے معاویہ
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah viewers of my channel, you're watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. As Muslims, we should be aware of our rich heritage. We should read about these companions, not just that book that you mentioned, but all of the books that are available, all the literature that's available about our rich companions. And when it comes to loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want to know how to love, if you want to know how to show respect, if you want to know how to show devotion, then don't read any books. Just read the books of the lives of the companions and you'll see how they did it. And like the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are stars, follow them, you will never go astray. And like you mentioned there, the way, the love that he showed by kicking their nails, keeping them hair, you know, and it said that he had a shirt, he had a robe of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he stuck to that. When I'm buried, put all of these on my face, put the rest on my chest, and inshallah, you know, he was hoping to inshallah gain benefit from that. And that is love, that is devotion. So like you say, you know, people that love, they don't ask questions. People that love just follow. And these are the people that we should be following. If we want to show our love, then follow the true lovers. Viewers of my channel, you'll be watching yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We're just coming to the end of the program. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he passed away on the 22nd of Rajab in 60 Al-Hijri. And he passed away in Damascus, the famous city in Syria. And Sayyidina Dahak bin Qais radiallahu anhu, he led his funeral prayer. And he was buried in Babu Sagir Cemetery in Damascus. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the ability to live our lives the way the companions lived their lives, the way they adhered to the teachings of the Quran, the way that they adhered to the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way that they adhered to the love and they showed that love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love for the Ahlul Bayt. The viewers of my channel, you've been watching yesterday, today and tomorrow, and I hope that we've learned something very, very briefly and very briefly today about the life of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. The idea here is to make you thirsty for more. So please go away and read more about the lives of these great companions, these great personalities. You've been watching Madani Channel. Until the next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah. Holy Allah. This is the body and its soul. Body, Allah.